Let's try this now. Are we getting any recording on this? We have to do it for more than a minute, don't we? To see whether or not we're getting any sound on this. Well, it could.
MCC demonstration in our Conversations to Mastery recently. And that was my first introduction, Terry. So you brought a lot of sunshine into my experience. So I want to say thank you. Thank you for your graciousness, and thank you for having us.
So we're both really passionate about, really in line with what all you all do, in that we want to deepen and really be present with folks and help explore the distinctions for people to continue their own path, their own evolution, their own growth and development within the coaching realm, right? There's an essence of really trying to take our career field further by self-reflection and going in. So we have a program called Conversations to Mastery where we do a lot of what we're going to do today.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm noticing a freeze here. You know, the virtual backgrounds are equivalent to having another.
Somebody new that expands and grows. So I'm really grateful to be here as we.
Did you drop?
I dropped off and I'm back on, I think. Wow. Okay, well, adaptability, right? So, Jennifer, since mine is unstable, do you want to take over for a second here?
Yeah, I will. And I just wanted to mention, sometimes the virtual backgrounds really eat up the bandwidth. So do browsers, in case some of you have other things open, you might want to close them. But, you know, just briefly, how Ellen and I met was in the reciprocal coaching that ICF offers for MCCs, PCCs, ACCs. We were both looking for a new, fresh MCC coach that we hadn't connected with before. And we got put together, I think, by destiny, because what occurred was Ellen on the East Coast of the U.S., Jennifer on the West Coast, both ACTP program leaders, both really involved in our self-development as coaches. And as we started talking about what we were experiencing around in the world as far as how do people interpret what coaching is, how does ICF interpret what master coaching is, and how difficult it has been for people to achieve their MCC credential. We started talking about what is it that we think coaching mastery means. And the more we talked, the more we realized that the conversation itself kept expanding what it was in our own consciousness that we were evolving. Even our old definitions of coach mastery based on competencies or proficiency or whatever, even just those basic thoughts between us in our conversations, we realized, you know, wouldn't it be amazing to bridge all the different backgrounds and skills and experience that all coaches come with and really have a conversation where we can be curious and open about what is there to learn from each other rather than the biases that we hold based on the school we went to, the circles we love, you know, all our best buddies and our cherished opinions about what coaching really is. And the more we spoke to one another about it, it was like, why don't can we open this conversation up? Let's see who wants to join in this conversation. So we interviewed a lot of master certified coaches to find out what is your philosophy? What is mastery? And we got a lot different answers. And so what we decided would be really valuable is to pull a program together that wasn't based on training, wasn't based on core competency skill training, but more about what's the conversation that we need to have that'll have each one of us stepping fully into our unique expression of coach mastery. What's going to take us beyond the competencies, beyond the structures of ICF coaching, and really become unique voices that we can all learn from. So we put on our initial program this last winter, and we learned so much. And some of the major underpinnings that have surfaced through our conversations led to this metaphor of the three-legged stool. And Ellen, are you back?
Yep, I'm back.
You want to jump in?
So one thought, right, is that mastery, I'm sure it actually even has more legs than the three, but the three that we're kind of pinning it on is presence, partnership, and proficiency, all in tandem, and it holds up your own mastery. Right. And, you know, presence to the neglect of having any kind of embodied skill doesn't get you there. Skill to the neglect of having any, you know, like the competency skill to the neglect of being fully with the person or partnering doesn't get you there. That really embodying all of it together has made the biggest difference for people. And so what we thought, instead of us talking at you, is that we'd put you all into groups for you all to have a conversation around, for you, how do you define presence? How do you define partnership? And how do you define proficiency? So just taking those three legs in one group, have a discussion about that, what it means to you. And we're going to do that for about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And Kathy's going to put you in groups.
So before you head off into groups, Kathy, how much time do you need to pull that together? Okay, good. Remember, this conversation is, there are no wrong answers. There's the next right answer, and each one of you has your own experience that supports a point of view. So we're going to have groups of 3 to 4, and so you got to watch your time. It's approximately 5 minutes per question, so everybody gets a voice. And remembering that when there's a sense of tension or a difference in explanations, this is our greatest opportunity to pay attention. So the tension is desired. It's like, what is possible here? What's a point of view that neither one have considered before that's available in this group of us? So when you're in your small group, someone volunteer or pick a scribe or someone that's willing to report back the highlight of what came out of this discussion. And then we'll have a group sharing and a group discussion, Ellen and I and Terry, and we can all add on and build upon the discussion. And then we'll be asking you to have a few moments of quiet reflection on what you see your greatest opportunity is moving forward, and then we'll come to a close. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah, Terry.
Question, do we pick or do we do all three?
You get
to go ahead and do all three. Yeah.
Okay.
Give yourself 5 minutes for each question in each group.
Jennifer and Ellen, you will automatically get put in the group. So,
is that okay?
That's great.
So here we
that's
go.
Perfect.
All oh, right. Good. I can move things around. Wait, let me make sure. I want to make sure that Terry and I are not in the same one. And we're not. Good. I'm not one anyway. Okay, here we go.
Awesome.
And I'm in with three. Excellent.
Hi.
Christina. Nice.
Hi.
Well,
can you hear me well? Pardon? Can you hear me?
Yes. Good.
Good.
Well, this is fun. So what do you guys think? If we start with whichever one, where do you want to start? Let's do it that way.
Christina, you pick.
Okay, I would like to start with partnership.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What do you guys think around partnership?
Should I start? Okay.
We can just have a conversation.
Right. So I see partnership as non-judgmental.
Okay. And what does it look like?
So when I'm with a client, I have my own story, right? I have my own lens. I have my own experience, and trying to set that aside for a while and just be there without it, it's hard. It's difficult. So being always very present of that. And not judging and allowing the process and allowing the person and believing that they know the answer and that I'm just a platform. Mm-hmm. That's what a partnership is.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? Want me to go? What's your preference?
I'm formulating. I'm thinking. I'm going to go as deep as I can. But when I go deep, I lose partnership. So that tells me something. Because I was going to, there is no me, there is no you, we are one. But then we lose the partnership. So the partnership has to have some elements of each of the people that are resonating at the same level, the same vibrational level, even though there may be disagreements and different points of view and opinion, there is something at the same time resonating at the same level. That's what came to me.
I love that distinction of, because I like to go to that place of we're one and we're like this symbiotic. And that's a great point in terms of partnership. They're really the aspect of bringing two into it in that sense is really important. For me, I know one of my growth edges all along, with my background in counseling, they didn't really encourage the partnership in the same way. You know, I had to really stay back, and they said, you know, no cooking, not bringing self to it. And so for me, partnership has been such a great continual learning journey about how do I bring myself fully in here? Mm-hmm. Not only tap into my intuition, because I was always good at that in the sense of being able to kind of pull things out that might not have been in my awareness or the other person's awareness, but to really bring me into this is, and how do you do that in a way where you're not detracting from the client, and that it's client centered and client without leading, right? Yet bringing. And so the partnership is, for me, is when I can fully bring myself, trust happening in me, and bring that to the conversation with and the expectation of where that's going or the impact, really lightly, just see how our interactions combine. That's for me.
I'm also thinking, as you speak, Ellen, about egos merging. Because we can't make them go away, I don't think. They're always there, even if they're in the background.
No.
But if they can merge, sure. If they can dance together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
That's cool. Yeah, Christina.
Well, I'm quite off here, so in here listening to both of you, because when I say that I want to be a platform and just, you know, it's not beating the client, not, and you are saying the opposite. You bring, well, kind of the opposite. You bring yourself there, but you're not leading. That's because you do have to, we do have to bring something. We're not. So that's making me think, that, you know, it's okay to bring myself a little forward. The mastery would be probably to not lead, to see where my ego is, to, wow, it's a lot.
Well, you know,
and well, what you're bringing up is so beautiful because it leads into that presence, right?
It does.
You bringing your full self and being present to the wholeness of the person in front of you, while being present to the wholeness that is in you and the wholeness of the bringing together in our connection and so on and so forth as it expands out the universe in a sense. Like it's, that's exactly, to me, in my mind, how they start to play together. Yeah.
And you're saying, Jerry was saying, how do you merge the egos, but also how do you merge the souls, right? So well, there's
souls.
That.
Oh. The souls, they're merged already. We don't have to do anything with them.
They
That's
are.
Just awareness.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
Let it be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let it be. That's a good mantra for partnership. Let it be. You said allow. I like allow.
Let it be.
Okay. So how does proficiency come in either this messing up the hair of this or combine and flow what or something else? What's the impact?
Well, I would say that for me, it still impacts the way I trying to follow the rules, trying to do the competencies, being aware of that, and that is still not happening in the flow every time, you know, those three pieces together in the right balance. So, yeah, still working on that.
It picked up on an interesting word there, words that the right balance. What does that, what's that mean for you?
The balance where the egos can meet or blend, and but you're still holding the space. You still have that a little bit more of structure so that nothing falls apart. So you still have to hold that structure in a way because it's keeps everyone, let's say, safe, let's say okay, to the beauty to happen. So it's that balance, how much of this, how much of that, how much of me. And every session is different. Mm-hmm. It's always different. And the more, it all depends on how I am most of the time, right? And how, if I follow the client's energy, I, you know, it's really keeping that balance is the beauty of all this work, I guess.
Yeah. That's really cool. What are your thoughts, Terry?
I'm thinking there are different levels of proficiency, and I'm not talking about ACC, PCC, MCC type stuff. One level of proficiency is the awareness of the whole. Another level of proficiency might be the awareness of the partnership. Another level of proficiency might be the skills and trainings that I've had. And I can be proficient at different levels, and I can be proficient at all of them. And awareness for me is the key. Flitting among the different levels frequently as I am in my being. That's a really good word to use for that, because there are many levels as I see it.
Yeah.
And it's not about training. I'm talking like spiritual levels.
Yeah.
How about you, Ellen?
What I liked in what you just said that really resonates is like this, is this flexibility or this flow among the levels, like the zooming into different awarenesses at different times and to different degrees, and like how do I continue to expand what I can hold in my awareness any time, given time, right? Like what I can tap into. And there's the sense of ease and grace, right? So maybe intention in there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it may come from that spiritual place in a sense, from at least if I go inward to myself, when I'm connected in those veils between those different awarenesses are much more transparent or at least easily, more easily accessible. Maybe that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how do you put yourself in that mode of bringing in, of tapping into the in-betweens of all that, into that space of where it can flow? You know, I was listening to you and I'm like, how do you bring that up front every time?
Well,
to the front.
If it was every time,
you'd be remiss to say that it happens every time. Like, you know, for me, at least, just being fully, you know, it's like you said, for me, every single interaction is different, and to say I'm a different person every time might be overstating, but I am a different being every moment that I come. And just to try to just as step into that and meet it wherever it is, right? Maybe for me, I'm circling back around to the partnership, right? Like in the sense of, this is what's coming up for me where I'm a little off. And how is that impacting? Sorry about that.
And now we're talking about presence. We've slipped into presence, too. Yeah. I have a strategy, actually. I learned from NLP how to do that, Christina. There's the three perspectives. One is inside me. That's called associated. So I tune into myself. Then there's the other perspective. I tune into the other. And then there's the mega perspective. It's all about perspectives. The mega perspective is this one up here. We've talked about that, right? And so I will flip between these.
Out,
that's how
out.
I do it. Do, 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 do. Mm-hmm. Perspective is a very key word for me. It always same learning. Over and over again in different ways. Perspective, perspective, perspective.
Which one was, Terry? Sorry, you cracked up.
Perspective.
Perspective.
Perspective. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So did we slip into presence there? When you asked the question, Christina, you brought us to that one. Presence. How do you do that? And people have different strategies. And they change, probably.
Yeah.
And if I did it all the time, I wouldn't be a coach. If I learned how to do it all the time and be perfect, I'd have a different profession. I would sign up with the Dalai Lama or something.
Right. Well, and then it circles. See how they're all interrelated? It circles back to the part again. Because there really is a human and a connection and a, like what you said, Terry, in the beginning, that vulnerability of being ourselves and being imperfect sometimes that can make the biggest, most beautiful difference.
And if we had all three, presence, proficiency, and I put presence twice, partnership, that would be P's, and then we would be in peace. Then we would be in peace. Okay.
I love it. Christina, will you be the one that kind of reports out for our group?
Okay, I can try.
I'm sure Terry and I can jump in.
This was please. Wonderful. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
10, 9,
thank you.
8.
Yeah. How's Atlanta?
It's
here it comes. We didn't want to come. We used every last second. Yes, we did.
Wow. How was that for everybody?
Oh, yeah. First breakout room ever. Good job.
I just sent you my notes so you can talk to.
So in this next part, let's just expand the conversation to this. We'll have the different groups kind of report out, but let's listen to each and then just build on it so that we may see some similar themes in other places. Only because we're at 12:35, we don't want to go beyond 2 minutes approximately for each. So, who wants to start us off?
I can start.
Okay. Go ahead, Mary.
So we talked about, the presence of it to it's kind of the feeling of your energetic self and connecting to them. Feeling your throughout your body and your whole being. We talked about giving and receiving and not even thinking about that during that time. Our partnership, you want me to do all three?
Yes.
Okay. Partnership, we talked about supporting the flow of the conversation and supporting the client to its conclusion, understanding and connected through the partnership. We talked about less talk, more listening and reflection in the partnership. And then empowerment as well, empowering them to be who they want to be. And then proficiency, it was a willingness to get better. It's always learning, and there's a passion behind all of that. And we all agreed that all three of these were all connected pretty intimately with each other.
Thanks, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Who wants to build on that?
I'll build on it.
Great to see you, by the way.
Yeah, good to see you, Ellen. So we started off, obviously, with presence, and we talked about how, if you are present, one needs to be a good listener and be part of the conversation, but also use a helicopter view where we're kind of looking down. We have to be careful not to become part of the conversation and to notice when we need to extract ourselves from our own inner narrative that might get in the way. So, as coaches, we need to be neutral and take the bias out so that we can just listen. A really good example that we used was, actually it was Javier, like watching a movie. We can enjoy it, we can feel it, but we have to step back and say, hey, this is really a movie. I am not part of it. So to notice takes presence. And then with partnership, we thought about it as, we, as coaches, we let the client lead, you know, which way do you want to go with this? If there are any patterns we notice, you know, asking permission about that. But really it's about listening and being curious. But we have to be caring, but still use that perspective. And when it comes to proficiency, it's more than just checking the boxes with core competencies. How do we trust when we have enough and trust that enough experience, enough learning, and how do we trust that we've learned enough to remain present and be a good partner? So they all really interrelate. It was a really neat conversation.
Thanks, John.
All right, I can go next. I'm just going to add one thing per area. So with the presence, we were talking about focus and how it's an open focus, focused on everything. Like, it's not the focus of the predator that's locked in on a particular goal, but it's the focus of the prey that it is grazing, that is 360 degrees around when you're in that presence with the client. The partnership, there are actually three entities in the meeting, you, the client, and the relationship between you. And it's important to be in part with all of those so that you can get to the place the client wants to go. And then for proficiency, it was brought up the nomadic mindset that we follow the animals. And we follow the customer, the client, where they want to go. And it's using the tools that we need to make that happen.
What fun metaphors.
I can go next, maybe?
Okay.
So we started with partnership. And the things that came up was bringing ourselves, allowing ourselves to come in with the client, not shutting ourselves down, but bringing ourselves there, allowing, but not leading, but being there, allowing ourselves to be there. So that was really pretty. Mm-hmm. So bringing myself fully into the partnership. The other thing was the egos meeting, the allowing those egos to meet and to come together. Because the souls are already together. So how do you find that ego blend? Then we went to presence. And after all, we were talking of partnership, and then suddenly we were already talking of presence. And then we were ready. And when we went to the professions team, we were talking at a more spiritual level, the three levels of us, the other, and the entity beyond that. And so then we were circling back to partnership, and then again to, and it was a flow of everything together. I don't know if I'm explaining this.
Oh, you are.
Thanks, God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many groups we had. How many?
Our group hasn't gone yet, so.
Okay. Well, interestingly, for presence, I think we came to it being really about mindfulness, that non-judgmental awareness, bringing all of the senses together, and really now, the time is now. So very similar to what I think a lot of the groups have shared. When we came to partnership, I think an image came to mind. We talked about togetherness, and the way that we explained that was, you know, you have two people walking down a path, and they're holding hands, but they're not holding hands kind of like this, where one's above the other, one's below, but they're really joined simultaneously like that. So having obviously the trust and the confidence in yourself to show up, as well as the client to show up, and having that total acceptance and trusting the effort of each to really to be there and to be present. Interestingly, it's almost like I think everybody's kind of said that. And when we came to proficiency, we came to mastery, obviously, and we've described that as the artful application of skill. So we know that there's practice and there's learning that happens all the time, but that improvement where you're really artfully applying the skills that you gain. And as well, it in that same conversation, we came back to presence with that ability to leave one's own agenda aside and allowing the client to guide their way, and having a good partnership and listening. And so anyway, I think it's, how am I trying to describe it? Almost concentric circles. And there's a cat right here, so she's just part of it now.
She is.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of themes here. But the theme that's standing out is, and I'm sensing this leads into the next question we have, is how do we integrate? And that's the theme of integration, on how interconnected, how one leads to the next. And so, Ellen, have you heard anything you want to build on before we move to that question?
I'm following right with you, Jennifer, there. And I think a lot of people kind of already started to see how, when you're, at least in your conversations, also stated that, hey, we were talking about this thing, and then it kind of already led into this. And that holistic experience of all of these playing together or flowing together or dancing together is at least for me, a concept of building on mastery, right? That they're so interdependent, and that as we continue, or you know, as I continue to make sure that I'm stepping into full presence, the mindfulness, the being there and attuned both to myself, both to client, both to our connection, both, you know, to the culture in which we're sitting, and that, you know, we can go out as many levels as we want. And I'm bringing my full self, that partnership. You know, a lot of times it's, we think that we leave ourselves behind and we're following right behind the client, but I loved this, right? Like, it's really a bringing us together, and how are we partnering in moving this forward and tapping into what we bring and how we contribute to this. And then that backdrop of proficiency, and Terry had some beautiful thoughts around like a variety of levels of awareness and proficiency. Mm-hmm. And you guys kind of started to pull that together, but it's really that interconnected flow that I'm hearing.
It's like the seat of the stool. You know when you're in a stool that's wobbly, or maybe has a leg a little bit longer, or maybe you're on uneven ground and you're having to make adaptations to be able to find that point of stability. If you're thinking within yourself of, where am I noticing? Which leg am I noticing right now? Could use some additional focus, maybe some additional grounding or adjusting in order to bring more solidness to that stool or that seat of your own unique sense of mastery and evolving towards that. What comes up for you as you're thinking about where your opportunities are? Do we want to take a couple minutes, Ellen, quietly to do that so that everybody has a chance to equal? Let's take a couple of minutes silently for you around where you might have a coaching edge when it comes to either presence or partnership or proficiency, or maybe you're calling the legs of the stool something different, and that's okay too. What is it that you're noticing is an opportunity for you to continue to practice and evolve in order to find that stable place where you are feeling confident in your own coaching skills and presence and partnership? Take a couple minutes and write something down. Won't share out loud yet. And as you're reflecting on that, consider taking that noticing and creating some intentionality behind it. What is my intention to strengthen my own coaching mastery? What am I going to work on in my coach development plan next?
And I think we could actually go into pairs. Did you want to try to do that?
Yeah, we could. What do you think? Do we have
Kathy? Can you put us into pairs real quick, or is that
for how long?
Random pairs. I think maybe no more than
4 minutes max.
4 minutes max. So 2 minutes per person to share.
Okay, I need to add some runes. Let's see. Let me recreate.
And don't worry who's together. Just let Zoom do it.
Okay, we'll do 10 runes. Let's go.
Goodness. Unmute. Can you unmute yourself? Yeah. Hi. That alone speaks volumes.
You look from. It does. I was just so sitting here processing that I am so inexperienced in the technical. Now I'm getting bad internet notice. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You are so inexperienced, you say?
Sorry, I got it. In terms of the technical, being a coach, and yet I feel like I've practiced so many of those three P's my entire life, that I feel very connected to them. So I was really processing, for me, how I own my competencies in those in this new role as much as I owned it in my last role.
I'm with you. However, the beginning of the sentence is different. I wrote, after all these years in coaching profession, learning all the strategies and techniques and tools and training and everything, my challenge now is to let go and be what's left after all that. And trust that it's exactly what needs to happen, that I know at a very high level, expansive level, perspective level, what to do, how to be, and it, whatever happens is perfect and just what is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the same place now. We came from different ways to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I like the format of this because it's nice to physically hear other people's words.
Yeah.
The,
when they said
in more than just the presenter speak.
Yeah. That's the way they do their ACTP a lot, their ACTPs, and when they get together. When we talked about proficiency, all I could say is there's different levels. There's the level of what I've learned, and I wanted to say the all, but the people there weren't connected with the all. So I said, and then there's the level of everything. I thought Mita would get it.
Mary and I were both in the same breakout.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Well, Mary and I were in the same breakout group.
Oh,
and
cool.
She and I both kind of skated on that other. But all four of us in our group talked about it's our energetic self and that connection that drove all three of them. And Liliana and Mary, anyway, everybody on there had that same energetic response to all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's been curious for me. I have gotten connected to the local coaches ICF chapter this summer. And the perspectives that the 12 other people that I've met bring to coaching, they're all very enthused about their own, but none of them have that same energetic connection that we talk about. And I'm finding that a fascinating approach to watch.
Yes, not yet, but one of our missions is to see who's on the tightrope and ready to walk over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this was record. I haven't stopped the recording. So the recording has been going on with my conversations also.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Somebody has to. And we were told in another group you couldn't record the breakout room. So.
But I'm recording the whole thing. Kathy's using Zoom, I'm using HT recorder. So.
Yeah. So I don't care.
So.
I have no qualms about somebody.
Aw.
It is an interesting place where they start to come into conflict. So yeah. That tension that we were talking about. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, wow. We're here. How does this happen so fast, right?
Miracle. We wanted to make sure that we could continue. I wish we had several more hours. Kathy and I were just coming up with more things that we got curious about and how we could continue to deepen and expand, which is what it's all about, right? Mastery is... There's not a specific path to take. It's a journey of self-discovery. And if you're interested in continuing this type of conversation, listening to a bunch of MCCs do demos, and then practicing with one another and getting feedback and just exploring your edges around that, we would love to have you. PCC is the minimum requirement. Different tracks. One is just the conversations where you'd watch a wonderful MCC demo. And have some debrief around what did we notice? What are some of the distinctions? What worked and what didn't? Because sometimes it doesn't, right? Then that's a conversations track, and we'll give you, you get $50 off of your registration if you want to join that. If you want the full conversations experience, then you would also be in a small group, 10 or less, and you'll be practicing at coaching each other and really searching out for the distinctions in yourself and really working in a small group around your own edges. Just at all, reach out to Jennifer or I, and we can tell you more. No pressure at all. We'd love to talk to you if you want that. Visit us at conversationstomastery.com. You can pull up the registration form on there. If you put on the discount code, just put SUN 50 or SUN 100, depending on which one you're applying, we'll give you the discount for your registration.
And we are starting the program on the 14th of September, and that will go through the 21st of December. And some of you are needing that mentor coaching. The master track actually gives you everything you need for that. So in case you're applying for an MCC, or in case you're thinking about it sometime in the future, we welcome you.
Yeah.
But most of all, I want to thank everybody again. Some of you may have noticed us taking notes. Every single thing that comes out of the wisdom of the synergy of a group is of value to us. So this is where we continue to expand. So thank you, everyone, for...
And thank you all. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you.
And for those of you still on the call, our next class or webinar will be Angela Gotkins, who's on here today.
Wave your hand, Angela. There you go.
And that'll be on the 21st of September, and it's going to be on being in a coach state, which is all about building the coach's mindset. So we look forward to that. Again, thank you all.
Thank you, Ellen.
And Jennifer for
thank
being
you,
here.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, participants. Thank you, Sun. And may you all remain healthy and inspired.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.